Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflect and Desk Podcast, where I journal out loud about relationships, sex, social media, mental health, and other random topics. So let's jump right into the podcast episode topic. So this topic is about dream killers. I can't stand a person who wants to ruin everyone else's dreams just because they wasn't able to pursue what they wanted to do or have the right mindset to push themselves to live out their dreams. Doesn't mean they get an opportunity to ruin everybody else's dreams and hopes and faith into what they want to do. I can't stand a person like that because they be so miserable and they just want to ruin everyone else's happiness. And I feel like just because things doesn't go your way, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to ruin everything for everybody else. Everybody has their challenges or their blocks that come in a way that, you know, kind of throw them off path. But it's up to you to have that faith in yourself and believe in yourself and keep pushing no matter what comes in your way. And dream killers, they just don't understand that. They don't have the right type of mindset on just staying positive and not growing into a better person and ruining everyone else, you know, little shine. And I feel like that dream killers are basically haters too, because you know how haters always have something bad to say about what you got going on and stuff, not worrying about their own little business or whatnot, but they'll rather talk junk about what you got going on just because they may feel like deep down inside they can't do it, or maybe insecure about what they want to do, and they always want to be jealous of you for no reason and try to talk bad about what you're doing. And you could be doing the most positive thing in the world, but they find something bad in it for no reason, and they really don't even have no point in, you know, talking junk. And also, I made an article about dream killers can't knock your shine. That is the blog article that I wrote, and I'm gonna have the link to that article in the description box of this episode. And I really talking about, well, no, I kind of messed up what I just said. I just talk about how dream killers, they, you know, they say little comments, try to be slick and stuff to try to throw you off balance and just try to knock you off of the path of your success. Oh my God, y'all. I just said success so funny. Anyways, back to what I was saying. They try to, you know, knock you off your path of success so you can be stuck in an unhappy place just like them, because you know that saying, misery loves company. And I am a firm believer in that, because it seems like the most miserable, most unhappiest people in the world always want to ruin everybody else's fun. And why do you want to be the person that ruin everything for everybody else? That's not a good look on yourself. You know, work on your issues, because nobody wants a dream killer around them. Nobody wants that type of negative person hanging around them if they know better and if they have any good sense. You don't want somebody that isn't happy for you or want to see you win around you, because all they gonna do is try to kill off all your aspirations and goals. You need supportive people around you, not dream killers. We all have experienced a dream killer in our lifetime where they just wasn't happy for us, they didn't show no real support, or they just acted real fake in our face. Or they can be the negative Nancy in the group who always got some awful, horrible, terrible, bad to say about what everybody else got going on when it's good. And like I was saying before, just because they couldn't pursue their dreams and stuff, that doesn't mean they have to ruin it for everyone else. Everyone in this world has the open opportunity to be what they want to be and fulfill it. It's all up to you on how you take advantage of this life that you have. Everyone has a purpose on this earth. Even though sometimes you may feel like you're confused or don't know where you want to go in life, trust me, you will get to that point in your life where you start to understand and you start to see what is your life purpose if you really try and, you know, connect with yourself in the most like powerful ways, and, you know, pay attention to what you like, what you don't like, you know, just getting connected to everything revolving around you. You just have to have faith in yourself. And you know, by me giving y'all this message on this podcast episode, I also feel like I'm talking to myself, because there are times when I just want to give up on everything that I'm passionate about, because I feel like, dang, I'm not getting far, I'm not getting as much recognition as I deserve. But if I would have gave up in those moments where I thought negative about what was going on in my life and just, you know, being unhappy, period, I wouldn't have been able to be right here on this podcast and still keep on going forward and being consistent on what I love doing. It's all about just believing in yourself, period. And the reason why you need to believe in yourself, because when people like we are talking about on this episode, dream killers, when those type of people come around, they won't be able to affect you in any type of way, because you know your worth. You know what you can bring to the table. You know what you're passionate about. You're confident in yourself. You don't have to let that person, you know, tear down what you want for yourself. Because guess what, baby? You know your mission on this earth and you are going to fulfill it, because that what makes you happy and nobody can stop you. Not even this hateful ass dream killer. So if you are listening to this podcast episode and it really resonated with you, I'm just telling you that you are worth so much. You deserve all the happiness, all the fulfillment that you're looking for in this lifetime. You deserve so much. And you're going to get everything that you deserve. Trust me. Trust and believe me. Anything that you work hard for, anything that you're really, really passionate about and serious about it and be on your A game about, you're going to get everything that you want. So back to the whole situation with dream killers. Let's think back to the song Ego by Beyonce featuring Kanye West. I think it might be on the remix that she have him on. I don't know if it's the remix or the original song. I can't quite remember. He had a line in that song where it said, "Coulda let the dream killers kill my self-esteem or use the arrogance as a steam to power my dreams." I love his line in this song because he's basically saying he could have let all these people that talk shit about his dreams kill his self-esteem, bring him down, and make him give up on what he always dreamed of doing. But he used that as a motivational tool to keep on pushing, keep on fighting for these dreams. And look at him now. He is the one of the most famous people in the world. So let that quote remind you that even though people are talking shit about what you're doing, just use it as motivation to keep on pursuing your dreams, because they don't know what's best for you. They don't know what makes you happy. They don't give a damn about what you're good at. You know what you're good at. You know what you are meant to do on this earth. So keep pushing. Don't let anybody stop you. Keep pushing towards your dreams. And while I'm giving y'all this advice, I'm listening to my own damn self on this, because I'm keep on fighting and I keep on pushing. The more that I'm pushing and the more consistent that I am with what I'm passionate about, the more recognition I am getting now. Because like I was saying before, back then I just felt like nobody was paying attention to what I was doing and stuff. But just because people don't say anything to you about what you're doing, that doesn't mean they don't know what you're doing. That doesn't mean that they don't have eyes on you. You never know who's watching you. And while I just told y'all that you never know who's watching you, it just gave me this feeling inside that I have a lot of eyes on me that's really rooting for me. And it might be some people that's silently rooting for you, and I pray that they let themselves be known, that they really have this real genuine, you know, support towards you and care about what you're doing. I pray that they send you a message on social media or even talk to you face to face if they're around you every now and then, or get a chance to, you know, talk to you in person. So yeah, I just want everybody to fulfill their dreams and do something that makes them happy. I'm really, 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 you know, passionate about people living into their life purpose and doing something that just makes them happy overall. You might hear me say the word happy over and over again, but I'm just so obsessed with being happy in this lifetime. We don't have to let all this bad stuff that's going on in the world or any negative energy or any negativity, period, ruin us or bring us down, because it's so much more to life than just sitting here being unhappy. Make the best out of the life that you have. You know, sometimes we are ungrateful about this life that we do have, and I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I can be a little ungrateful about the life that I do have. But when I get back into the right mindset and, you know, talk to myself in the most positive ways, I realized that life isn't as bad as I made it seem. And it all depends on your mindset. You have to change the mindset that you have. When you have a much positive, more happier mindset, then you will see how much better life can be. And as I went through different experiences through my lifetime so far, I just realized that sometimes I just made life horrible and life didn't have to be that way. So all I'm trying to say is live your best life and tell your dream killers they can't knock your shine at all. Boost your own confidence up. Be in tune with yourself. Keep living like no one is watching. Keep on doing your thing. No matter if some days you might feel like you're slacking, you're not slacking at all. Maybe you need to recharge. Rest, rest. It's important to rest also, but that's another topic for another day. Like I was saying, your dream killers can't ruin anything. The only time they can ruin something for you is if you allow them to ruin it. And guess what? We're not going to let that happen. We ain't going to let those negative Nancys kill what you got going on. Especially if it's something that you really want to do and you can't help yourself. And I know that feeling right there when you very, very passionate about something that you're trying to do. Is all you can think about and you want it so bad. I'm in that point in my life where I just want to live out my purpose so bad. Well, technically I am, but I just want to make this a full-time career or whatnot. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode because I enjoyed talking about this topic. I thought it was really good. And right now, I'm not for sure what would be the question for this podcast episode, but of course, y'all will see the question for it in the description box of this podcast episode and also on social media on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow me at Reflection Desk so you can stay up to date with all of the content that I post, especially with my podcast episodes and stuff. I always keep y'all up to date, and so you'll be able to interact with me when I ask you the question for the podcast episode. So I hope you have a good night or a good day. Bye.